Podcast with Micah Damon.
Hey, welcome again to No Strings. I am Mike Damon. No Strings is Nigeria's first LGBT podcast. How was your weekend? Of course, I won't get an answer now, but I'll have to ask anyway. Well, mine was sick. That is to say that I've not been feeling too well. Well, I'm almost over it now. And the jingle thing, I hope you like it. Well, you get to tell me on the website or on Twitter. Okay, let's move into what we have for the week. The topic is, are you a man or a woman? Are you a man or a woman? This question is often asked, particularly by individuals who lack the necessary information concerning the gender thing. In reality, depending on the situation and the context at which it was used, could be annoying and insulting, especially when you think, you know, that you have exhibited or your gender expressions should be always enough to prove which gender you identify with. In Africa, Nigeria precisely, there are different names associated to people who identify with a gender or multiple genders. This again could all prove that homosexuality has always been a part of the African culture, debunking the sentiment, I call it, that homosexuality is alien to the African culture. But that's not what we are talking about now. Also, most people think that gender has to do with a person's sexual organ. But no, gender has to do with the different roles that the society has attached to what it perceives as either a woman or a man. Therefore, gender roles are assigned by the society, meaning that it is socially constructed. Now, let me take a quick time out and then finally come back to continue with the discourse. I'm going to be right back. Don't go anywhere. No Strings will definitely continue. I'll be back right after this.
You're listening to No Strings.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. It's No Strings with Mike Damon.
Hi, welcome back to No Strings, Nigeria's first LGBT podcast, and I am Mike Damon. Okay, the notion, will I say the notion? No. The confusion is stemming from the popular belief that people are only supposed to identify with their sexual organs, or rather, their sexual organs should determine their behaviors and the roles they take on. Here we are talking about gender expressions. This, of course, refers to dress, grooming, mannerism, and speech patterns, and so on. This kind of understanding is therefore limiting, meaning that in a society where this is a common acceptable belief, you will be expected to hide your true self and fit into its version of normal. In conclusion, majority will conclude that the individual is not normal or deformed, especially when the individual is more in touch with one of their inner self. I think this is driven by the belief that all humans are only supposed to identify with their biological gender. This, in a big word, is called heteronormativity. I think this again has to do with heterosexism, the presumption that heterosexuality is universal. This in plain term means that all humans are supposed to be heterosexuals, and that heterosexuality is superior, and that homosexuality is an abnormal sexual orientation. So yeah, a person may not identify as male or female in its entirety. Let me take a brief now and then finally come back again to continue with the discussion. I'll be right back after this.
He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. This is a No Strings. Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast with Mike Damon.
You're listening to No Strings.
Hey, welcome back to No Strings, and I'm Mike Damon. It's a pity in Nigeria many parents tout their children and use statements like, come on, be a man or be a woman, don't you know that you are this and that? This is totally wrong. You don't get to tell people who they should be. It should be considered that if people were what you're expecting them to be, then you'll be what they're expecting you to be. This will reflect negatively in that child or person as they will continue to struggle with self-identity. Also, a whole lot of people think that a person's physical appearance should determine a person's sexual orientation, but no, this is not true. It should be noted that a person's sexual orientation is completely different from a person's sexual identity. This means that a person may either be a male, female, masculine, feminine, or a combination of everything mentioned. So we should get this straight. A person may be anything, regardless of their physical appearance. And I think the most important thing here is as long as the person is harmless and a human being, due respect should be accorded. Also, most people do not know that their sexual orientation is not a lifestyle. I think it has to do with the belief that any other sexual orientation other than heterosexuality is temporal, something engaged in just for fun. Even some homosexuals use the word lifestyle or game when referring to their sexual orientation, and they believe that someday they will be able to do away with their habits, they call it, and marry someone of the opposite sex and fit into what the society refers to as normal. This mentality is not just erroneous but promotes recklessness, as many do not believe that their sexual orientation is permanent and a very serious part of their life. Okay, let me take a break now and come back again so we can continue with the discussion. I'll be back, as No Strings is really about to get more interesting. I'll be back after this.
He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon. This is a cry from LGBTs in Nigeria. We say, stop the hate. Stop homophobia. We are your brothers and sisters. And above all, we are Nigerians.
This is a message from Mike Damon for No Strings.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. At a time like this, when Nigeria faces an unnecessary fear, fear from the minority, fear from LGBTs, we need a voice, we need it heard, and we need to tell our stories. And yes, we need to tell it with no strings attached. Join Mike Damon every week.
He can be your best friend. You're alive. Someone you can talk to. He's Mike Damon.
Hey, welcome back to No Strings. Ian, I am Mike Damon. Another erroneous belief is that if a person chooses to dress a certain way other than what many think fits his biological gender, then his or her sexuality or sexual orientation may be derived from what he or she wears. This is absolutely wrong, as this single conduct doesn't have anything to do with a person's sexual orientation, as the person is just a cross-dresser. It doesn't have anything to do with a person being a drag queen or anything of sort. Evidently, in Nigeria today, we have a certain powerful figure who is a cross-dresser and has been called or tagged a homosexual several times by many who lack the needed understanding. Now, with everything said, it should be really clear by now that a person's physical appearance or mode of dressing does not or should not be used as a factor to determine a person's sexual orientation or sexual identity. So stop asking, are you a man or a woman? It's offensive. The only thing that should matter is that the person is a human being and has the right to self-identity regardless of their biological gender, but according to their inner self. I think this is the end of the show, but just in case if you have certain things that you do not understand that you would want to know about, you can download a guidebook to reporting gender and sexuality by Steve Aborisade. I think it's really going to be helpful. He has a whole lot of things to say. We have, of course, come to the end of the show, but the conversation, of course, trails on Twitter. You can join up there using @NSPodcast1. And of course, you can email info@nostringspodcast.zerofaith.us, or you can call 081-3874-8350. Now, No Strings needs your support or sponsorship to build a better and stronger platform that will, you know, meet up a desired standard. Of course, get the word out. Yeah, get the word out. If you're interested, please do not fail to contact me. I'm going to see you next week for another episode, so make sure that you subscribe on the website so you can keep up. Bye-bye.
This is a No Strings. Nigeria's first LGBTIQ podcast with Mike Damon.